Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action.
Welcome once again to Faith in Action. I'm Kent Blanford. With me in studio, MJ Crowder. MJ.
Jim.
It's almost...
I'm not Jim. you get so used to saying that for years and years and years, and Jim actually has taken actually only one day off, except we're taping a whole bunch of programs today, so it seems like he's been off for 6 weeks.
Yeah, well, it will seem like that.
It will seem like that by the end
of this. Spread these programs out, but, you know, talking about 6 weeks, that's about the amount of time that it's going to take us to get ready for the annual Catholic Radio Indy Dinner coming up in September.
It is September. And you know, it's interesting because we moved it from the spring to the fall. And I've run into a number of people in the last few weeks who've said, did I miss the dinner? Did I not get the invitation this year? And you haven't missed the dinner. We did switch it from April, to right after Easter, to September, because there we had the Radiothon in the spring, we have the golf outing in the spring, and now this enjoys its own little slot smack dab in the middle of September. However, now we are looking right around the corner at September, I know, hard to believe, and we are collecting items for the silent auction for the dinner.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things that we're looking for, anything that you can think of that would be a great silent auction gift. Everything from, let's see now, we've seen religious articles, we've seen golf tees, golf balls, all kinds of things like that, sporting goods, those
jewelry.
Kinds of things, jewelry, you know, stuff the guys would like, stuff the ladies would like. We've seen plants. A couple years ago, there was a very large planter that turned into a bidding war.
I think they were peonies. Then they're not peonies. They were petunias. And they were black. They were purple, I think. Black purple is what they mm-hmm. were listed as. But they looked almost black. I've never seen anything that dark. It was so dark a purple, they were black. And they went for way more than the value on the thing, on the ticket on the bottom.
Yeah.
But that was kind of fun to be involved with that.
And the one thing I do remember about that, it was one of our holy priests who walked away with those. So, you know, you got to bid against those guys too. So if you can come up with an item that we can add to our silent auction or to our live auction, by all means, give us a call, 317-870-8400, 317-870-8400. Patty, our office manager, will be more than happy to talk to you about what it would take to arrange that gift.
Let's jump right into Faith in Action today. And listeners, I'm gonna throw a little teaser out there for you. Do you ever feel alone? Are you frustrated or angry with each other? And I'm talking to married couples here. Do you argue? Or have you stopped talking to each other? Do you wonder if your marriage might end? Well, Retrovi is a worldwide program that offers tools needed for hurting couples to rediscover a loving marriage relationship. And on the phone with me today, we have Rob and Linda, who are area coordinators of the Indy community. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, thank you.
You know, I think that this is such a wonderful ministry. I heard about this many years ago, and every time it comes across our radar, I think that the institution of marriage is under such attack in this day and age, and we need to preserve the goodness of the sacrament that we have. So, first of all, I thank you all for being involved in this and offering to be coordinators of this wonderful ministry. And I bless you for that. And I'd like to kind of ask you how you guys got involved with this first. Take us back a little bit.
Well, about 20 years ago, Linda and I were in crisis. And Linda just went online and found it. We were living in Southern California at the time, and that was the first, RetroBuy was the first hit on her Google search or whatever, and we were very fortunate that there was a weekend coming up within a week or two in greater Los Angeles, and we went there, and it absolutely saved our marriage.
You know, sorry, Linda?
I was just going to say it. The program was definitely a gift from God for us both, and it was amazing to me how many people in the subsequent years have found RetroBuy when they're in crisis and just go online and Google divorce or Google, you know, some other crisis-based word that they're trying to recover from or get information on, and RetroBuy came right up for me.
You know, I find it hard to believe that that most married couples, I mean, we've been married for this year 38 years, and in the 38 years we've been married, there have been times when I just shake my head and wonder, are we going to get through this one? You know, even in the healthiest of marriages, and even in the marriages that last, and sometimes maybe more in the enduring marriages, you run up against these times because you have been together so long.
Mm-hmm. And we have a saying in RetroBuy that, you know, and we're all there at that weekend because either physically or mentally, we've packed our bags and moved out of our marriage. So it doesn't have to be a physical separation, but mentally you can do that as well.
So before we hear a little bit more about it, and this is going to be an interesting one for me because I think this is something that every marriage could use at some time or another. I want to stress that this is a special kind of program, a special kind of retreat, and I'll have you explain that a little bit. But first, tell us a little bit about the roots of the program. How did this get started? What's the foundation? What's the basis?
Well, it started 40 years ago this year in Quebec, Canada, and it was originally in the French language, and that's why it has a French name. RetroBuy means to rediscover in French, and these people went to a worldwide marriage encounter. And kind of everybody there was happily married, and they thought that, you know, that wasn't them. They were in crisis, or they were a hurting couple, and they started to tweak the marriage encounter format for hurting couples, and it's sort of it directly sprung from marriage encounter, and then it was translated into English in 1978, and now it's spread everywhere in the world, and so it's truly taken off. And every community is self-supporting. So Indianapolis is different from Danville, Illinois, which is different from Cincinnati. We're self-sufficient little organizations. Every organization in RetroBuy is run 100% by volunteers. There's not a single paid staff anywhere in RetroBuy, even the highest person to the little helper is a volunteer. So,
and one thing that doesn't change is, much like church, when you want to go to church in one city and you go to a mass in another city, the church service is the same. Well, the program is the same, and it is designed not just by one couple, but by evidence and, you know, research and marriage experts. So it is a evidence-based program.
So let's talk about that a little bit. Listeners, if you're just now tuning in, we're chatting with Rob and Linda, and they are area coordinators of the Indy community of the RetroBuy program. How do you know if we're lots of couples out there, some that have married for 5 years, some that have been married for 40 years, how do we know, what's the barometer, is it maybe just the questions that I posited at the beginning of the program, but how do we know if this program is the right one for us?
Well, for Rob and I, we had tried counseling. We had tried multiple different kinds of counselors.
Books.
We tried reading books. We tried toughing it out on ourselves, but nothing seemed to work that we tried. And so when we went to our Retrovi weekend, we discovered this, it teaches a tool that you can use in your marriage every day that is simple and is also, it teaches tenets. And by that I mean it teaches a new way of looking at your marriage so that so that you are seeing your partner and you're seeing the value of cyclical, of a cycle, a marriage cycle that doesn't necessarily match what we see every day in the media. So when our kids go to the picture show, you know, they go, and what do they see? They see the romance stage. They never see it. It's not a very interesting movie to see people working through difficult times and coming out the other side.
Sure.
So the thing that we're seeing in society is when you get to those difficult times, what happens? You leave. You say, that's done. I don't feel love for you anymore.
Right.
Well, Retrovi, a main component of Retrovi has to do with a new way of looking at the marriage relationship. It's not just based on some idea somebody had. It's based on how the life cycle of a marriage that's done, you know, that's borne out through studies of successful marriages.
I don't know how to say how much I love what you just said, because I have read several books. I mean, married for 38 years ourselves, and I've read about the different stages you go through in a marriage, you know, from, you know, wedded bliss to, you know, all the way to power struggle and then acceptance and peace. And some people go back to the power struggle all the time. They keep hitting that because they never got really to the peace part where they are accepting and building each other up and truly what becomes a successful marriage. But keep coming back to butting heads, you know, for power. So
yeah.
I'm looking at the clock right here, and I know we have to take a break, and we'll be right back.
No, we didn't exactly know you needed to hear what we shared.
But we'd love to hear your story. Get in touch.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Also at catholicradioindy.org.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guests today, Rob and Linda, and they are area coordinators for the Retrovi program here in Indianapolis, the Indy community. We're talking a little bit in the first half about the foundation, Retrovi, how it got started, a little bit about the roots of the program. We're talking a little bit more about how it works and if it is a possibility for you. Is your marriage in such a state that this is a possibility? And I loved what you said, Linda, right before the break. It resonated so much with me because you said that, you know, what we see on TV and what we see in the movies, and usually I think what most marriages go through is you go through marriage, it feels good, it's all working, you have kids, and when you hit the wall, then it's usually time to bail. I mean, when you hit the wall and it gets difficult, that's when your eyes start to wander, you're spending more time at work, you know, she looks cuter than what I've got at home, he's more handsome, he spends more time, he talks more, and that's when it starts to fall apart.
Yeah, well, you know, there's that thing, the kind of the big event that can hurt a marriage, but there's also what we call the married singles lifestyle, where people just sort of drift apart and they think they can find their happiness playing golf or, you know, going to the Starbucks or just whatever, and it doesn't have to be, a mortal sin. It's just a thing that happens, and people just sort of drift apart and seem sort of harmless at the time, but it works against the marriage. And so one of the things we do is try and teach some better communication skills and try and get people back to the early part of their relationship when they used to talk about everything. You know, once you've been married for a while, you think you know everything that your spouse thinks or feels or whatever. So you say, well, I know he really likes Seinfeld, or I know she really doesn't like to go camping, and you don't bother talking about stuff anymore because you sort of assume, you know, I know that person after however many years. Linda and I have been married 34 years. And so that's part of it, too, is trying to get people, we give them tools to communicate better and in more meaningful way.
Well, yes, and I would also add to that that we also, through Retrovi, have models of people who have come out of very difficult times and have been able to not just survive the difficult time, but now have a thriving, loving marriage. And I had an experience in my early years of Retrovi where I was speaking to somebody who was coming through a particularly difficult time that kind of modeled mine, and I was very upset. And she said, you know, I would never want to go through it again, but I would never give back the growth. And that has always stuck with me. I would never give back the growth. You don't want to go through difficult times, but I'm glad I grew.
Sure. Rob and Linda, area coordinators of the Indy community of the Retrovi program. You know, I wanted to kind of follow that up with, do you have statistics, or do you have that would kind of indicate the success rate that you have, or for how many people have come through, how many people are still married after so many years?
We did do not Rob and I, but the international community did a survey, and I wouldn't call it a scientific survey, but it indicated that at 5 years after the program, 80% of people were still together.
That's huge.
It is huge. However, they're surveying the Retrovi email lists and all that kind of thing, so it might not be the most scientific. But again, we're not here to research people, so we're here to help them. And that's the best statistics we have.
Sure.
We know that it works because we know that it works. And it works when people commit to the program.
Sure. So. You know, listeners, I'll tell you this. Get a pencil now, because we'll mention it now and then we'll mention it again at the very end. But there, of course, the reason that we're having the program is there is a Retrovi weekend coming up. August 11th through the 13th, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about that, or how our listeners could get some more information. And listeners, we will repeat it in a few minutes at the end of the program.
Okay, well, first, you know, we don't use the word weekend necessarily, because most people take a little longer than a weekend to get into trouble in their marriage, and it's probably going to take longer than a weekend to get out of it. You know, so we call it a program. It includes a weekend and then a couple months of post sessions, we call them, that come after the weekend, and then be a lifelong commitment after that, which has been for Linda and I. When we left, we just said we absolutely have to pay this program back somehow, and so we just got involved, but It's a lifelong thing. We never say that we're fixed. We never say we're cured. We never use that kind of a term, because we're always a work in progress, and we struggle and we backslide and we fight back and we, you know, do whatever. So it is an ongoing thing. It does start off with the weekend, like you mentioned, at Fatima Retreat Center. And it goes from Friday evening through Sunday afternoon, and then it starts off the post sessions after that for maybe 2 months. And then if people want to remain involved, they can be.
And how does one sign up for the weekend, or get more information about the weekend, Rob?
You can go to the website, just type in to your browser, www.help, FaithInActionOurMarriage.com, and it will bring you to the international website. On the website, you just need to put in Indiana, and we have several communities in Indiana. There's one in Fort Wayne, and there's one in the northern area, the northwestern area. And then there's Indianapolis. Our next weekend occurs on the, is it the 11th through the 13th of August, and we're registering people now. So you can just register on the website. The website will give you a lot of information, additional information about the specifics of the weekend, and then once you send a request for information, we also will add, we'll get your request, and we'll put you in touch with our registration couple.
Okay, so if someone's listening right now and they're thinking, gee, I don't know, am I more a marriage encounter couple or are we more a retrovi couple? What do you say? I mean, I mentioned off air, but I'd like you to go into a little bit further. Is if I'm looking at my husband and thinking, you know, I don't know. Should I stay or should I go? Is this the last chance offer here? Is retrovi the last chance before the attorney? Or, you know, maybe you should explain a little bit the difference between the two.
Well, I am most familiar with retrovi. I understand that marriage encounter is for healthy marriages that aren't having significant issues. Retrovi is for marriages that are experiencing, in the couple's opinion, significant issues. We've had people come with communication issues, with step-parenting issues, with alcohol issues, with financial issues, with, you know, things, third-party relationships, things that are tend to be crippling a marriage to the point where people are either separated or thinking of separating or arguing so much that it's severely impacting their peace and health. So I would say that maybe that's, if you're looking for just a little rejuvenation in your marriage, then maybe marriage encounter is for you. If you're looking for solving some significant problems, I wouldn't say solving either. I mean to use the word addressing some significant issues in your marriage so that the marriage survives, then that might be, retrovi would be for you.
And I would add, too, that on any random weekend that we present, we do it twice a year, there is one couple out there, just statistically, who are maybe sleeping in separate rooms in their house, and there's probably one couple statistically who are separated. You know, one of them's moved into an apartment, and I would say every other weekend we put on, there's actually a divorced couple who have been divorced for 2 or 3 years who come back and or come to retrovi because they really want to get back together, and they just don't know how.
Rob and Linda, area coordinators of the Indy community of the retrovi program. We just have a couple minutes left, and chatting with you has really been wonderful because I think that many of our listeners can identify with some of the things that you've said. I think many of our listeners have great marriages. Some have marriages that they've kind of fallen into a routine, maybe, where you said something, I think it was Rob, where you have like married singles, where you're right, kind of living separately. It's a program that works for you, but you're kind of singly living together. I think you've hit on a lot of cylinders that some of our listeners will identify with. Kent, what did you want to say?
You know, one of the things that was said off the air that I really think we need to bring back is we mentioned a minute or two ago that retrovi may be a last chance. The comment that was made off the air was, we don't look at retrovi as a last chance. We look at it as another chance.
Yeah, that's right. We ask people to stop using that phrase, this is the last chance, because it's not helpful. We want to encourage people to look always to the solution, meaning this is another chance, that we're going to work together to reduce and eliminate barriers to our successful marriage together.
You know, I want to also for you to throw in there, because as I'm thinking about this program, I'm thinking of a couple couples that come to mind in my head, but they're not Catholic. And I think that this might be something that might interest them. So I know the program is based on Christian values, but is this open to people who are not Catholic?
Yes, by all means. The only requirement is that it's a married man and woman. You know, we're not beyond that yet. So we insist that people are married, or if they're could be divorced but had been married. And they don't have to be Catholic or Christian or even religious. You know, we never ask. There's no religious test in the thing.
Okay. Rob and Linda, ERA coordinators of the Indy community of the RetroVi program. We have just 30 seconds left. If you could offer up how to register for the next program or how to get a little bit more information.
That would be at the website, www.helpourmarriage.com, or www.retrovi.org. That's RetroVille.org.
Okay. And the weekend, again, is coming up August 11th through the 13th, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. God bless you, Rob and Linda. Thank you so much for being our guests on Faith in Action. This is such a much needed ministry. And, you know, the Holy Father has said, St. John Paul II said, as the family goes, so goes the infrastructure of our world, our community, our country, and our nation. And I do believe that's true.
I do too. We do too.
Preserving the sanctity of marriage.
We're so grateful for this time.
Amen. Amen. God bless you both, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.